Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. The USDA shocked the corn market with their report on Tuesday. Here's Scott Shellady with details.
Corn up about 16 to 17 cents. Why? Well, we got an acreage report today. We lost about 3 million acres, and that's going to set this market on fire. If you remember correctly, we also talked about some funds being short. Now, they've started to cover going into this report, but those that didn't have to now, that's adding a little bit to that. We've got weather reports that are saying it may be hotter and drier, too. It's the July 4th weekend. That's a very, very typical thing that kind of come out at that time. So there's going to be some investors, traders that are going to be taking some cover here in case things do all of a sudden get hot and dry on us. So right now, it's an acreage issue, and it could morph itself into a weather issue.
At July, corn futures ended up closing up 12 and a quarter cents to 338 and a half. Chicago July wheat futures yesterday closed up 4.5 cents to 490. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein up 5 cents to 575. Club wheat of ordinary protein up a nickel as well, ranging from 575 to 750. Dark Northern spring wheat prices up 12 and a quarter cents, ranging from 619 and a quarter to 649 and a quarter for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down 20 cents on the August board to $96.27.5. Feeder cattle for August down 90 cents to $133.37.5. Class 3 milk yesterday up another 15 cents to $22.35. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.